Israel says its air and ground troops struck Gaza in the heaviest attacks yet overnight. There's fear of a ground invasion, and there has been more ugly communal violence between Jews and Arabs on Israeli streets. There is no sign of progress on a ceasefire. Our reporter Joan O'Sullivan has been speaking to some people in Gaza and Tel Aviv about the dreadful times they're living through. And you might find some of the accounts you'll hear in the next couple of minutes upsetting. Leila Barhoum works for Oxfam in Gaza City, and she says in a place so densely populated, everyone suffers when there are military strikes.
Today is a really sad day, and it's full with fear and anticipation of what will be happening, and full with worries. And it's full with sounds, drones, airstrikes. You can hear one right now. It's like this since the morning, but at the same time, it's a day where we are trying together as a family to celebrate Eid.
Are you safe right now as you speak to me?
Yes, I am safe. They are pretty far, but I mean, whatever can happen now, the only thing I can do is just stay where I am.
What kind of night lies ahead?
Sleepless evening. It's the nights and evenings that are dreadful the most, because the sound intensifies, and most of the airstrikes take place at night. At least when there is light and it's daytime, you see around you, and you can tell where is the black smoke. Now it's night, you can't tell where it is, and the sounds doesn't tell you. So I see sleepless nights, scared children, and we are sitting together in one room and waiting to see what will happen until the sun rises.
Israel says it is only striking military targets in Gaza.
I would say the people I saw run away in the streets from the airstrikes are children and women and civilians. I have seen armed people running. It was women and children, and they were crying and screaming. They were running down the stairs from apartment buildings. If they are military targets, then why did we have women having their nightgown on and running in the streets and holding their babies? We need just to see who's running from the strike, and then this will tell us who has been targeted. And this is a very dense area. When you hit a place, the radius of the impact is big, because we are talking about excessive use of power. We are talking about heavy military equipment being used in targeting.
Leila Barhoum talking to Joan O'Sullivan about living in Gaza City this past week. Joan also spoke to Maram Faresh, a 23-year-old graduate and writer.
You know, it's really horrific. I've never felt this horror before. I felt like I will be the next one. You know what I mean? I just panicked. You know, I can't sleep. I can't sleep all night. I always wear my hijab. So if I would die, I will die with my hijab. You can't do anything. You are just sitting here in your room waiting for your death.
Maram, what have you seen yourself over the last day or two?
In the first day of the attack, I was at my aunt's home. My mom wanted us to go to our home so we can be together. So when the taxi was driving us, I saw a funeral, you know, funeral of three young people. Then the air drones just bombed a target, and the target were children. I saw them. I saw their blood. I saw their remains, to be specific. It was really heartbreaking to see these innocent children getting killed and getting torn into pieces. You know, they were angels, and now they are just vanished just because they are Palestinians. It's really horrible. I can't describe what I'm feeling right now.
That was Maram Faresh in Gaza. Across the border, Paul Carnes is an Irishman living in Tel Aviv. He told Joan the situation there is surreal right now.
You're running to the shelters in the building every few hours, and you're waiting for the next siren. And at the same time, you have to live life normally. You're going out to the supermarket. You're feeding the kids. Yet you're waiting constantly. And when the siren goes off and you're running to the shelter, the thunderous noise of the rockets being intercepted above you is terrifying. And yet, you know, life goes on. It's the weird normality of having to do normal things, you know, Zoom classes with the university, going to the supermarket, you know, watching Peppa the Pig with the four-year-old, and then the alarm goes off and you grab her and you run downstairs and you don't know what to say to her. Then it's, the alarm is off and the big booms stop and you come back up and what do you want for dinner?
Is there a sense of shock about how quickly this all escalated and this is the situation you're now in?
Yes and no. There's a joke going around in Israel or Tel Aviv. Oh, you know, life's back to normal. COVID's over and war has started.
That was Paul Kearns, an Irishman living in Tel Aviv, talking to Joan O'Sullivan about the violence of the past week.